Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 6:49. I'm Howard Feldman. Joining us this morning from Israel is Lawrence Seif, and we wanted to chat with him. He's an emergency responder at Magen David Adom. We wanted to understand what is going on with all the terror attacks, and after that as well, ask him about today, Purim. What does it mean for responders to Magen David Adom? Lawrence Seif, a very good morning to you. Chag Purim Sameach. How are you?
Chag Purim Sameach to you too. I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Howard?
I am good, thank you. So there's certainly been what is perceived as an uptick in terror-related attacks in Israel. Is this correct? Are you seeing an increase in these numbers?
Yes, it is correct. We only hear about the more serious cases, one of which was two nights ago at about 9:15 in the evening. A young guy by the name of Sneil Zalman was driving along, and he realized that he was being targeted because he saw a green dot, a laser dot, and he accelerated, and then they fired about 20 rounds at him, and thank God he was injured only in his hand, and he managed to stop the car, and he ran for about 10 minutes until he got to a place with a lot more people, and he's moderately injured. He's at the Beis Hospital in Petah Tikva at the moment and recovering, and he says that it was an absolute miracle that he didn't lose his life. That is a major incident that we hear about in mainstream media, even right here. Although a few days ago there was another attempted shooting and no one was injured, and there were on Wednesday night at the same time as this shooting attack, there were also stone throwing incidents in the area. So Purim or any Chag is any holiday is, it puts us all on a very, very high alert, and we've got extra manpower and extra ambulances and people out in the field in anticipation that something can happen. If you remember, Purim has got a very notorious legend of terror attacks, with some of the terrorists even dressing up and perpetrating terror attacks. Yeah, that we, you know, mingling in with people. There were some horrific terror attacks in the past. So it's always a very high alert for all the emergency and security services and forces on Purim.
Do you think that there's a deliberate attempt? You know, we've seen it on Purim. We've seen it on Pesach. We saw, of course, the biggest attack ever in Israel's history being on Simchat Torah. We've seen certainly the Yom Kippur War. Is this a deliberate strategy to find us not only when we are vulnerable because we are in worship and prayer and celebrating, but actually to destroy the joy of a day or the memory of a day that should be joyous?
Absolutely. We've seen that. You cannot come to another conclusion. The General Security Service and the other security services are always on high alert because there is this very, very clear history of attempting to attack us on our holy days and Jewish holidays. Absolutely.
Right. So the what happens at Magen David Adom? Are there more people on duty today? Are you placed in different areas? What does it mean?
Well, Jenny, I'll give you an example. In a big city, let's say in Ranana, you'll have two ambulances on call all the time, and then you'll have some other volunteers or workers with an ambulance at home, not on call unless something happens. So if we are two on call and two at home, today we'd have four on call and four at home.
Right.
So we're more or less
yes.
I don't think it's exactly double, but it's definitely upped, that we have a lot more people on alert. And especially today's a Friday, so it's part of the weekend. So we definitely have a lot of people. It's just much easier to get a lot more manpower available in the emergency and security forces.
And what about non-terror related increases around Purim? It may be people drinking too much, getting hurt because they've been drinking, more accidents. Do you see an increase in that as well?
Yes, there's definitely an uptick in that as well. We see about 20% more calls on Purim.
Right. And that is where we leave it. Lawrence Seif, wishing you a wonderful, wonderful Purim and a Shabbat Shalom. And thank you for everything that you do for the safety of people around you. It's 6:55.